Right now, what's your usual non-protocol approach to patients, both who may be in age and performance status where you might consider transplant and the older patient?
Yeah, I think the treatment approach that we use for our off-study patients now is either RVD off-study, or in patients where lenalidomide may be difficult to get, we'll use VTD. So I really like the combination regimens. I think the immunomodulatory agent and the proteasome inhibitor really are a very good foundation, and dexamethasone in that, with tempered, of course, can really boost the responses quite nicely.
Do you feel strongly enough about it that you don't want to put patients in trials randomizing between, say, just one novel agent regimen?
You mean would I have trouble putting people onto an RVD versus VD,
yeah,
or RVD versus RD?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think that that's enough of an issue. I think given my choice, I'd prefer the three-drug regimen. But that's experience more than anything else. I think that the question of two versus three, because this comes up a lot from community oncologists. Why are you using your best three drugs together? What are you going to use when it doesn't work anymore? And that is an important point. And so I think we do need to ask this three-drug versus two-drug question in large trials. But in my mind, the analogy I always use is in CLL, we don't use F, then C, then R. We put all three drugs together. We treat with our best regimen, and we may not have anything left if they relapse or progress quickly. But you still treat patients with your best regimen up front.